Come with us now, if you dare, down a rickety staircase into a dank, dark basement. What awaits? The Saturday Night Freak Show.
Welcome back, ladies and germs, to the Saturday Night Freak Show podcast. Every Saturday night, a new episode automatically appears on your subscribed iTunes, Android, Stitcher, TuneIn, Radio. Congratulations, you're listening to us
Shattering every week.
Yeah.
More Kirk.
It's with the strategically placed pauses. Yeah, yes. That's what you got to do.
Sorry.
Hey, we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show. Get on there and tell us what you think of the show, or if you've got a comment about any of our past episodes, we'll probably read them on air. This week, I'm still hosting the thing, I guess. I'm Colin, I'm hosting. I'm surrounded by the internet radio irregulars.
This is Brett.
Jenny.
Ryan.
Travis.
And this week we watched Brent's pick. Brent, what did we watch tonight?
We watched Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Colin.
Whoa.
Dude.
Excellent.
It was excellent.
Bodacious.
Excellent.
Most bodacious.
Righteous.
Very good pick, my friend.
Most outstanding pick.
So this is part of your time travel thing.
Yeah,
it is. If you haven't been following along, Brent's on a quest or what? Like a travel log.
I'm traveling through 2015, really.
Yep, the year of Back to the Future's prediction of time travel.
Through movies, I guess I'm traveling through time, right? Because what was this, 86?
88. Well, it came out in 89. Yeah, they say 81. This is my favorite time travel movie.
Holy fuck.
Boom. There you go.
We know it's not Brent's.
It's not mine, no.
Yeah. Where's this rank on the...
Well, I think we'll find that out as we go along.
But it's a secret. It's
so many secrets.
Brent's hair is full of secrets.
I have secrets.
So tell us a little bit about Bill and Ted, the movie directed by the guy who directed Critters.
Really?
Before this.
Crazy.
Nobody seems fazed by that. What if I told you he also did Mr. Holland's Opus?
Now I'm really interested.
More?
And the Mighty Ducks.
Whoa.
Great movie. Huh?
Flying V.
He's still working today. His name's Stephen Herrick or something like that. Yeah,
I know it was less of a household name than a different Steven.
Right. Travis, did you see on Daredevil the kid from Mighty Ducks? Fulton is in Daredevil. He's like the partner.
Foggy.
Yeah, very foggy.
Yeah, he's foggy.
Oh, that's his name.
Yeah.
I thought.
So the reason foggy. I like Bill and Ted.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I was hoping he'd lead off at something.
What can you say about Bill and Ted, right? I mean, the premise is genius. It's basically centered around, well, I mean, Bill and Ted.
But Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan.
Yeah.
Bill S. Preston Esquire.
Esquire. Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan.
Which is very redundant. Ted Theodore.
Ted Theodore, that's funny. Logan. Theodore.
But they have this big history report coming up, and they're pretty much, I mean, what would you call them? They're not like burnouts.
They're airheads. They're just California airheads.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going for?
They're naive.
They're dudes.
They're dudes.
They're dudes.
They're just like, they talk like,
I remember one of the first times I ever heard like that kind of,
lingo.
Yeah, the lingo. Was a movie called Valley Girl, which had to be like in like 82 or something like that, 83.
Yeah.
And that was where it was kind of like that surfer lingo.
I would say Spicoli. That's where I kind of first heard the, it's my skull.
There you go. Yeah.
Isn't it our time? You know, like, whoa.
It's California, like surfer culture.
But it's supposed to be stoner, but you know,
it's
like a PG movie, so they're not really doing stoner, but they're still going for kind of like a naive youth, but like,
that's something.
What if you're grown up by hippies or something? If you're raised by hippies that are like, yeah, man, blah, blah, and you're just like, yeah, man, you know, for sure, my friend, you know? Because that's kind of, to me,
that's a pretty good Happy Keanu impression.
Oh, who? What?
I said that was a pretty good Happy Keanu impression.
Oh, sad Keanu. Yeah, for sure. Keanu.
It's the only time I've seen Keanu happy.
Yeah, dude. He does smile a lot in this movie.
He was in really a great happy movie. Parenthood? Before this.
Oh, yeah, Parenthood.
It was River's Edge. You ever see that?
No, I didn't see River's Edge. It's good
with Crispin Glover and Dennis Hopper. Yeah.
Does he smile at it?
No. Oh. But, I mean, he's kind of, you know, I mean, I can see how he got this part.
He's like,
he
Dad. Was still,
yeah. That's
the, are we going fishing at the, where is it? The River's Edge? Is that what
to the River's Edge. That movie has the famous line where his brother's like yelling at his stepdad or Keanu's yelling at his stepdad and he's like, all you do is come over here and eat my food and fuck my mom. And he's like, food eater, motherfucker.
It's a classic.
Well, yeah. I think Parenthood's a classic because that's where he has the line where like, you know, you need a license to drive, but any idiot could have a child or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's good too.
Dead on.
When the hell did he get out of that? Like, I mean, he was that guy. Like, that was the guy you cast.
Speed,
him
right? Speed was like his first leap out of it, right? Am I wrong here? Did he have something?
No, a Point Break.
Yeah, but Point Break, he went back to surfer lingo because he infiltrated the surfers.
That's true. Right?
So, yeah. I mean, I think like the beginning of the movie was like, I am serious FBI.
They're like,
but I really need to break into this surfer.
They're like, Keanu, so I think we got a script for you, man. You know, it's been really hard to find something. This is perfect.
So I get to be serious.
Agent, dude.
And then not serious? Totally.
Brody.
Awesome.
This is your wake-up call. I am an FBI agent.
Yeah. Well, there's like a thing, right, where he has to say what he does in like every movie that he's in.
Yeah.
Like at some point he announces what his occupation is.
He has
just to. So you believe it, because otherwise, you know.
So, of course, if they fail their history test, Ted will get shipped off to military school in Alaska. Which his dad is a real hard on for. I like how his dad just like his dad fucking like hates his son almost. It's funny.
Well, he just all he knows is discipline. He's like discipline, which is funny that he's allowed him to get to this point because he's like total, you know, a surfer dude.
And we don't know where anyone's moms are. Like maybe that's why.
Yeah. We know where Mimsy is.
Maybe that's why
Missy.
Remember when we were freshmen and she was a senior? Shut up, Ted.
And I asked her to prom. Mom is cute though.
Okay, I remember seeing this movie as a young adolescent. I swear to God, man, the scene where Missy like leans over and they're staring at the cleavage. I mean, that's like every man's got that moment, right? Every man out there, you know what I'm talking about. Every man's got that like.
Don't deny it.
Wait, like with your stepmom? Because I didn't have a stepmom, so I didn't do that, and just, I definitely didn't do it to my actual mom.
Well, it might.
I wasn't necessarily going for
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you said that.
Another
moment.
Episode where people like go to like incest, which might say saying more about the people than it does about me.
It's just it's a slight Oedipal syndrome, right? That's all it is.
That Bill is suffering from in the movie, but
yeah.
Which I think is hilariously revisited in Bogus Journey, where Missy remarries Ted's mom or dad.
Oh yeah.
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 So, yeah. I haven't seen that. That's movie hilarious. In so long. Very funny. Yeah. Oh, that's great. So
we should have watched the double feature.
I think we should have, man. I would have been up for it. I love Bogus Journey.
I think Bogus Journey is a better movie. Like, just haven't watched it. I mean, my memory is of Bogus Journey.
It's almost the same thing.
Yeah, it's got death. It's got William Sadler.
Well, because they travel. Like, I mean, okay, this is. Let's get to it, guys. Since we're talking about.
Wait, you haven't seen it? He's a main spoilers. Character in the movie.
He's on the DVD cover.
Yeah. There's three of them, right?
So
Rufus is still in the
exactly.
Single, right?
Thank you for mentioning someone.
George Carlin looks so young in that movie.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like death.
He's not dead yet.
So Rufus from the year 26 something or another.
2688, I think.
He knows that somehow the time is coming. Time is linear with the future. All time is
cyclical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Into the time mechanics of Bill and Ted. I love it. You can let's hear how this works.
So it's actually pretty cool.
It's like two dimensions traveling at the same time. because you can travel into the past, but you have to wait until the past gets to a certain point to travel to, like in the beginning when, you know, like,
yeah, it's like the time is now. It's like they had to like somehow wait.
Yeah. And the future guys to send Rufus back.
But let alone, how do you come from a future if these two guys are supposed to fail a history test and get split up anyway?
Well, no, they obviously fixed it. They gotta fix it again.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, what?
They will always fix it.
I don't.
That's where the
cyclical the dude in the purple comes. Lipstick fixes it. By sending George Carlin back.
Yeah, so it's always
the dude or the gal.
We don't do it. I'm still not positive. Back, even though we know that it worked because they, you know, Wild Stallion's music transforms the universe.
The universe.
Well, it'll help the planet. Yeah.
The world.
I don't think that would really work.
Well, I would actually beg to differ, sir. Everything is vibrations. Even all solid matter is a vibration that we're just happening to be on the same frequency. So if you like came up with the most like tastiest licks and like grooviest tunes, I like how they said they will align the planets and like make it easy for interplanetary. That's just an awesome idea to me. It's like fucking hey, man, positive music.
Don't think that would work.
I think so.
That it worked.
There's a sound.
Photographic evidence.
There was a giant Bill and Ted ring pop that came down from the fucking sky and turned into a telephone.
Thank you. Yeah, let's talk about the time machine now. Okay, in the original script, it was supposed to be a van or whatever. But then
Back to the Future happened.
Well, but Back to the Future was like
four years
previous.
It's still happening today.
But they were just.
I don't know if you know what year it is yet.
It never stops.
But I'm sure they're just like, let's not make it too much like Back to the fucking Future. It's already about two kids, time travel, blah, blah, blah. So, okay, I'm going Dr. fucking Who, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
police box.
Yeah,
it's just a phone. But yeah, Americans. Like, well, because Doctor Who really didn't even get to America until like.
No, I was there in the '60s and '70s, but it was like on PBS or some shit. I mean, it didn't reach critical mass until
like college and the because it became
it's
a big
thing. Now.
It became it's a big money behind it's like a big college thing. Even like people that aren't dorks go to college and like watch Doctor Who some fucking how.
Even people that aren't. Dorks awesome. Go to college.
Basically, what the hell? We're talking about, like, Doctor Who is a fucking show about time travel. Brent's never seen a goddamn episode.
I saw some of it.
Well, The Flash is a goddamn superhero show about time travel. Brent hasn't seen a goddamn episode.
This is my
Turn
year.
Turn in your fucking time travel.
Time badge. Enthusiast card.
Time
travel enthusiast card.
I've told you guys before, it's Back to the Future that I like. But I'm now with 2015 here, I should pick stuff that I haven't seen. Right? I
mean,
I've seen Bill and Ted probably a million times, but I should have picked. I don't know. Is there a Doctor Who movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, not like theatrical, but
yeah, would it count? We can do.
It played in theaters the day of the Doctor. There you go. Boom.
Really?
Like Bill and Ted.
No, I like.
No, we're over Bill and Ted.
Well, we got to talk about fucking time travel. This so it works through this phone booth because they're in a phone booth.
Yeah,
it works like they
the future. We have a bunch of phone booths, obviously.
Yep. So that's they're in disguise in a phone booth, but it works through the circuits of time. Like you see, yeah. So when we actually see how the time corridors or whatever connect, they're all through like
the wires of
the telephone circuit. Because you have to dial in the number of where you want to go, and then somehow you got a phone book.
Yeah. Sweet phone book.
That gives you I like the way that there's ads.
It looks like the yellow pages.
For all these different periods in
time, yeah.
Which is awesome.
And I think that the fact that it's, you know, like it looks like wormholes or whatever, but I mean, it is really like the forefront of 1988's computer graphics.
I think that was animation. I think it's all. Like,
is it? It's not 3D.
Like, definitely the time box like reshifting and all that. I think that was.
But like going through the universe,
you can do all that optically through.
Yeah,
I think so. It didn't look like computer graphics to me. Yeah. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
It looked like Lawnmower Man to me.
Yeah,
a little bit. Like the beginning. When was Lawnmower Man?
91?
Yeah, early 90s.
Yeah, early Lawnmower Man. That's what I'm
this
going
for. This is before the Abyss, goddammit. So it's after Tron.
Yeah.
All right.
So, unlike most time travel movies, that's I like the second how this
time.
Is...
Wait, that's the second time I was able to work Tron into this. Fucking Billy the Kid was in Tron as Ram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Sorry.
I like how it was about, like, nabbing people from time. Basically, is all it was, yeah.
Get
it wasn't like convincing him. It wasn't about like bag him.
But it has like this really like simplistic. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, the whole thing seems like it was cooked up by a teenager who, you know, was like, you know, it would make like this much easier, dude, is if we could just go back in time. That's a movie, dude. We should write this down. Excellent.
I know this was like written by two guys.
Boom.
I think we're in writing school.
By a guy
together.
Named Bill and a guy named Ted. They actually did this. This is a true story. Yeah. This happened.
If they made it today, they'd be stoned.
It is.
Yeah, probably.
And it's educational.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of things.
Okay, so, I mean, because it's got kind of this, you know, I mean, what? It's made for whatever. Kids. In high school kids. It's got this idea that, you know, like, you can just go. They're just going to, like, abduct these figures from history, bring them back to the present, and then they're supposed to, like, get their interpretations of what San Dimas, the city that they live in, you know, how what's your historical perspective on this? And which that would be kind of cool, because I'm always a fan of those fish out of water things. That's what I like about, you know, Captain America 2 and, you know, all that stuff. But this one, like, devotes so much of its running time to, like, actually going back to these historical periods. Kind of like the Time Bandits.
Yeah.
And recreating these, like, small scale, like, here's the Western town where they get Billy the Kid. Here's the Parthenon or whatever where they get Socrates.
So
here's,
great. You
know, there's so great.
So great.
This is so great.
And then these guys, so like, great. They bring them to the future. Then it's like, well, or to the present. And it's like, well, they're you know, societal observations come from a day at the mall.
Not it's even a day. It's like an hour and a half before they're supposed to give this presentation.
Wait, we figured that out. Hey, if you live in California, goddammit, you have to fucking email us. Facebook.com/Saturday
If you went to high school in the 80s.
Yeah, but there was a lot of fucking shows that I saw or movies from that period of time. 80s. And maybe even now that, like, well, when the hell was Brick? That's like California. And those kids are like never in school. But it always seems like they have a lot of time prior to the start of the school day.
Do you not start school till at least 11 a.m.?
Yeah, I know you have news at 11 o'clock at night, like, so four. Maybe, you know, that has something to do with it. You know, your
well,
day.
We got
to
get up at 4, have band practice, work out, and
or go to Doc
to
Brown's and fucking jam out.
Yeah, but remember the clock? He's like, Doc, are you telling me that it's 8:25? He's like, shit. I'm late for school. So, you know, they probably start at 8:30, right? I think we just figured it out.
Maybe.
So they just...
But that's like 1984. Yep. I don't know what's going on now. They could like go to
school.
They
do just get
6 days
and,
a week. I don't know.
They just get up real early.
Just get up, man.
Yeah.
Movie time.
Midwest sucks. We don't get up near
well,
that.
It's dark
early.
All the time here. It's snowy and cold, and we wake up and go to school.
So I think the whole Wild Stallions thing is like this movie's universe. Its own little John Connor thing, right? Its own little, like, you know, somehow. The thing that needs to be helped is the thing that actually is the, you know, I mean, these guys are going to be like fucking gods of the future in a weird way, right? It's like these two dorks. I think that's why I like this movie. It's kind of a, like an underdog. It's like, you know, these guys are somehow supposed to get to this like fucking level of like society being based on their music and their ideas, right?
Yeah.
But right now there are these two idiots and like somehow... They got to get there, right?
But
I think that's a fun journey. Like, how the fuck are these two idiots?
It's not a fun journey. It's an excellent adventure.
Thank you.
Don't you think, though, like
sometimes
these people from the future, I think they're idiots, too.
Well, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean.
They've turned the world into the idiocracy. But they have, you know, the technology.
What are you talking about? Those three guys were floating with their minds, obviously.
Oh, they had, like.
That's never explained.
There was, like, a 2x4 sticking out of the wall that they were sitting
at. chairs going up and down, up and down.
It's a gentle rocking motion.
Come on, guys. The two like greatest things.
But everybody
philosophically is be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
All the people came out of the walls and they were like, "Ooh, a phone booth!" Like that was a 1980s phone booth, and clearly everybody travels through time in this future.
No, they travel through that like.
It was the golden sphere thing. It looks like a big ring pop.
Yeah, didn't we see like 12 phone booths? Like
no, like it can transform into. That's the shape that it takes to go to 1988.
Oh, so they're actually surprised to see it. Like
no, they're surprised to see them.
Those are the creators of their society.
But they were surprised about the phone booth.
No, I don't think they were.
I think so because before they got out, they were like.
It's fucking Bill and Ted. Bill and Ted in the flesh, the real guys.
The dudes.
They all did the air guitar, communication thing. Yep, like
that's how you greet each other in the future. Air guitar.
Because music means everything, man.
Air windmill.
Fucking,
you gotta go all the way around.
Fucking vibration.
That's like the power.
The power.
Yeah, power strum. Just very slow,
very slow.
I like how the movie slowly, everybody knows the iconic Bill and Ted doing the air guitar and whatever. But like watching the movie, I like how they really slowly transition you into it. Where at first, when they meet themselves outside of the Circle K, and they just they geek out with themselves and they just do the air guitar with no music, right? Yeah. And then when something's happening and like Bill sees Ted and Ted like looks over and does it and the movie score takes over a little bit and adds in a
that's when he calls from outside the house or whatever.
Yeah,
he looks out and
saves
like,
him from his dad.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Oh yeah, this is
Deputy Perkins?
Yeah. Oh, no.
This
Van
is
Halen.
Deputy Van Halen. Halen.
It's always some shit like that, right? It's always got to be a rock and roll reference. Yeah.
Put them in the Iron Maiden.
Excellent.
Kill them.
Bogus. Execution.
Strange things were afoot at the Circle K, though.
That's true.
Bill, strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
That's what I remember most from this movie is like all the lines, you know, like throughout. It's like, I remember, I mean, because I was, 15 or whatever when this fucking movie came out. I mean, it was my era.
Right.
So it was like, it was like a mandatory. You had to see Bill and Ted. It became a cornerstone.
Oh, man, it became a cartoon, toys, comics. I mean, it became something. I mean, it didn't last that long. I mean.
Well, so Wayne and Garth were, I mean, they came afterwards, but I mean, like, there's so many, like, lines that they have, the whole party on, Wayne, party on, Garth, you know, I mean, that just feels like...
I was wondering if they could...
When is SNL, I mean, when did Wayne and Garth first appear on SNL? I mean,
Yeah, I mean, because the movies
if this was like 88...
Early 90s? Mid-90s?
Yeah, but the characters would have appeared on SNL for a few years before they made the movies. So
talk amongst yourselves, and I will Captain Google this shit.
So...
Then I'll interject right in the middle.
Talking about...
Where's Bill from? He's a vampire. What is he from?
Oh, Lost Boys.
Oh. Alex Winter.
Yeah, Alex Winter from Lost Boys. But what else is he from?
All right, so he wrote and directed a movie called Freaked.
Oh, yeah, duh, Freaked. I fucking own that movie.
Wait, who did that?
Idiot.
Alex Winter, Bill. He wrote and directed a movie called Freaked, which was like set in a carnival or what, but it's like awesome. Really heightened and... Lots of makeup effects, and Keanu Reeves is in it as the dog boy.
Uncredited.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Damn it, man. I'll have to show it. I've got it. I was like, duh. What the fuck? I can't believe I couldn't think of... So...
I still haven't got it. The movie
They go to the Wild West first, if we're going back to the movie now.
Holy
That's
fuck.
True, they do.
Wayne's World. Sorry. I told you it was going to be like random interjection. Wayne's Power Minute. Appeared 1987. The Saturday Night Live sketch.
Huh.
1987. Holy fuck.
I'm telling you.
The first Wayne's World sketch, 1988.
Really?
The same year
That's because time is cyclical. We just went over this.
Yes. It's a flat circle.
It's, you know, like universe lining up. Lining up. There was some weird shit going on. Strange things were afoot at the circle.
Wait, okay. Jenny has something on this.
Netflix said that Bill and Ted was 1989, but in the movie they say 1988.
Yeah, it was filmed in 88 probably. Okay. Released in 89. They just didn't think ahead.
Netflix
strangely enough, for a movie about time travel.
They had to draw lots of time circuits. It took some time.
They didn't.
Like, it's not going to be out by Christmas, damn it.
Yeah.
Who knows when it was.
But the time travel makes it like the only actual part of the, you know, where it starts actually getting into interesting time travel.
Kind of stuff.
Because prior to this, they're just going back in time. But there's a scene that kicks off a couple of things. I'm
sorry, but they went back in time multiple. They went different places. That was fun.
But that's just going back in time different places. But
a lot of time travel movies only go back in time to one time.
Yeah, but unless you're talking about it. The interesting thing is the butterfly effect, or you know, I mean, if they're traveling through time a lot, you want to see what changes,
right? So. Or the interesting, you know, whatever.
But they'll always be able to return all those people back to the exact instant, so it doesn't matter. That's why I like this movie. This movie's a little free-roaming.
Time is happening at the same... Because we've established time and San Dimas.
They're two traveling dimensions.
Because I was always like, well...
Two cars.
Why is there even a possibility that they're going to be late to their history thing if they have a time machine and just be like, just take us back an hour earlier, bro.
So all of those historical figures have been gone for like 24 hours from their
time. Well, I guess, but it wouldn't like, but that would like ruin
time circuit.
Maybe and it just didn't ruin history. They just
I don't know
did it
if
on
you,
the best day of the
if
world.
You saw, but those dudes saw some shit.
Well,
and then had to get dropped back into.
But they changed history, and that's why the Wild Stallions become what they are.
You think they changed history?
Yeah, they changed history enough.
They quoted like Kansas lyrics to Socrates. I think that changes history.
The thing is, they spread positivity. That's what Bill and Ted do.
Yes.
They spread positivity. They're non-judgmental dudes that anyone they meet, they're 100% friendly to, and they're
by the theory of, you know, like there's okay, so if you have two cars and two lanes, and both of them are dimensions, and they're traveling in those lanes, if you go say like Socrates' time is. You know, a different dimension, and you go back to that. Well, like you said, it's still, you know, they're gone for 24 hours, so you put them back, and he's 24 hours later. But how do you go back and put the keys where you want them to be so that you can get everybody out of jail, you know? Because hasn't that already happened on your... So you're in this car, and you're driving in this lane, and you want to go back in this lane to this point. But you can't, because it's almost like they're traveling through dimensions... versus through time.
Well, somehow that's
before they met Rufus.
That's what I like. Okay, in the very beginning of this movie, Ted's dad is like, "Have you seen my keys? What'd you do this?" Like, "I haven't seen your keys, Dad."
Why would he immediately?
That was genius.
He's the only other guy in that house.
Yeah, he's the only guy.
Deacon
could
have taken him.
There was Deacon.
Deacon.
Wait. Oh, yeah, no one thinks of Deacon. There's like.
Was Deacon his brother?
Yeah, it was Ted's brother. Okay. Yeah.
True, yeah.
What is Deacon from? Is he from something?
No.
Bill and Ted. He looks familiar.
Adventure.
Oh,
he's probably an actor.
I fucking solved that one too.
Didn't need Google for that. Got it.
Yeah. But they have a moment where they're able. Oh, wait. Did we solve the. If you're on the time track?
Well,
because the time that has now passed becomes like on the second track.
This turned into some crazy physics shit. Yeah.
So as
time travel episode, dude, we're trying to do this every time travel episode.
So as it is,
we'll just say this not like anybody returns back to a time that doesn't exist anymore and disappear. I mean, it doesn't get that.
They can't travel through time without that type of power. So whatever's going through the phone booth is 1.21 gigawatts. But
but that's a bolt of lightning.
It can be a bolt of lightning or plutonium. But anyhow.
Where are you going to get that?
So I think what Colin is saying is that as you're traveling on this, in this lane, this is your dimension.
Yep. And he's drawing a straight line on the bar top.
Yeah. Imagine yourself, listeners, driving a car on the freeway.
Well, and that's event horizon. That's a different
for you to change that lane. So you change lanes and go back and see.
But he didn't change lane because, like I said, the keys were missing right from the get-go. And then when they got when they got to the point where they have to play the time game, and they're like, "Well, what if we do? You know, go back and take the keys?" Like, I guess I did take my dad's keys.
I want to know where the trash can came from, because all he had to do was think of that trash can.
That's all you got to do is for time, because you just got to remember to put it there.
But where did he put it?
But that's cool. That's the
weird, they didn't look cool. up. That's awesome. The time game is awesome.
Because they sit there and they go like, okay, like, dude, all we have to do is like think that we want, you remember that we want to do this later and the keys will be there. Where? Like behind that sign. Dude, there's keys.
That's
like,
awesome. That's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, these fucking towheads are not smart enough to remember to do all the shit that they did later. Like, there's no way.
These guys become like time traveling masters, though. They do.
When they were in the jail, how did Ted know about the garbage can?
Well, he
thought of it.
The fact that he thought of it meant that when they went back to the back
they
in
set
time,
up an elaborate they would, trap. Like some their sort elaborate of light shows at the end.
Yeah.
They obviously are engineers.
All right, so here's
well, they had all
question.
The time in the world to do it.
I got a question. That leads me into this. Okay, so let's say because they're idiots that they go.
They're not idiots. They're just a little naive.
I'm gonna go with idiots.
Huh?
Airheads. I think you said air.
Idiots. Savants. Yeah. That's giving them too much. Okay, but okay, so they go into. Okay, so all right. They're in the current period of time, and they're like, we need all this stuff. So they say, like, hey, we'll just tell our future people to do that, future selves to do that after we've passed the history report. Exam, right? So in the future, they go to a moment, and they're like, okay, dude, you remember? We're supposed to leave keys. Like, you know, so they go back in time. They steal dad's keys. They put the fucking keys there. And then what happens if they forget about the trash can. Well, that's what I was wondering. Like, if they did forget, is there a way that they could in the future, like, shit, you forgot, dude, so they have to go to the future, or like, you know, a later version of them,
they gotta
like,
hop all
fuck,
over
we
the
forgot
place.
About the thing and then come back and do it, which would create alternate timelines, which we don't have in this movie. But the circuitry,
this whole movie's an alternate timeline.
I think we do. Yeah,
you can't have a Wild Stallions you can't have a future based on Wild Stallions where they don't get together. That's why I was like, dude, Rufus has to be a dimension hopper or something. Rufus had to have found a dimension where Wild Stallions music did change the world, so now he's making that a reality for every dimension or something like that. Because it's like, dude, you can't have it's another John Connor like Terminator fucking like
that. If Rufus is some sort of dimension hopper though, why is he the servant of the dude lady with the pink,
well in the sequel the he's lipstick. Like a history
man,
teacher.
It did not it did not appear as a man.
He's wearing unisex.
He was a man, yeah. They're all wearing
it
the,
sounded kinda like a lady.
They've all it's the 80s, so that looked very futuristic for the
80s. Some more lipstick.
Marilyn Manson also had fake boobs on a cover of an album, but he still kind of looked like a dude. That guy did not look like a dude.
He had the silver, but he had the silver stripe in his hair.
That just like Fireball from Running Man.
Yeah, he did look like him, actually. He did look like Fireball from Running Man. Good call.
Oh, yeah.
He wore lipstick a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot.
Yes. That's true. I'm not refuting that at all. David Bowie's also awesome. And should have been the ruler of time in this movie.
So if this dude woman had been awesomer, she would have ceased to be a woman. And more
or a dude. I don't, whatever. Whatever, ruler of time. Person.
Wait, we gotta
genders are equal in the future. To the point that they are indistinguishable.
That's true.
In the future. In the future.
Yeah. Because Bill and Ted's music has done this to them somehow.
Bill
and
Ted's music.
The planets align.
Like, for how many years
fucking
did
vibrations,
like,
David.
Futuristic, because futuristic fashion is always like unigender, right?
Unitards, right?
This was all shoulder pads.
They were like suspenders or something.
It's actually, it was
very shiny. All future.
Yeah, it was very like,
shiny.
I would even say it was early 90s. No, it was. We're not going that shit far. Was fucking early. It was so futuristic. This movie was made in 88, but the future looked like it was 1990.
No way.
For sure it did. Silver type.
There, I didn't see as much silver clothing.
Dude, if you, I tell you what, man, check out
Family Matters.
No, Superman, Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
Yeah,
Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. The daughter of the guy that buys the newspaper, Stacy Warfield.
the daughter of the guy. Yeah. It was in that one scene, that one time.
I just explained her name. Stacy Warfield is the character played by, oh my God, the girl from Manhattan won the Academy Muriel Award. Hemingway. Muriel Hemingway from Superman 4. Look at her dress.
What, it's a shiny.
It's fucking shiny. It's like gold and like shiny.
Well, it's the 80s.
Well, I'm telling you, but she was like rich, high end. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's 90s high end. It was our, you know.
So.
What was high class?
Future is 90s high end.
High class, dude. high class. 87 is like middle class. 1991. I was just saying, we always get the hand me down fashions of the rich and elite. Like a few years down, by the time it gets to us, they're like, oh, they're still wearing that.
You go to weird parties.
I don't go to parties.
I saw The Devil Wears Prada.
What?
That is true. I saw
that. You did? A whole other ballgame.
I wouldn't think that'd be on your queue.
Dude, I got all sorts of shit on my queue.
I need Jennifer Lopez.
But that was
so okay. Yeah. Let's get all J-Lo. Free thinking about it. What do you think the point of this is? Do you think the point is that if you would have a better experience learning about history, these like idiots can be more knowledgeable about things if they would actually be able to live and experience somehow through a.
I don't think that they learned anything.
They did because
what are you talking about? The dudes were explaining.
They can pronounce.
They were explaining
Socrates,
but they
they did finally say it right.
But yeah. They're explaining exactly who everybody was.
Yeah, they did say it right when they first
got
the Greeks.
It's under Socrates,
but they didn't know. Yeah, they were like, yeah. It's under Socrates in the book, though.
Yeah, but at their report, they are like explaining who all these people are, and like
they learned,
you know,
a little bit of stuff.
Yeah,
they experienced.
They learned the paragraph of the book,
and they can actually explain like what they, you know,
because it feels like they're like, hey, this is Socrates. He likes, and then Socrates would like do like a baseball motion, like a swinging motion, and be like. Baseball, yeah.
But that
like,
was a joke, though, right?
Well, yeah, those are jokes, but most of them are jokes. But, like, I mean, what did they learn about Beethoven, that he can play the piano?
Well, but they had so many characters, right? I mean, they so they had,
yeah.
Well, let's I mean, fucking list. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln, Joan of Arc, Genghis Khan, Billy the Kid, Sigmund Freud, Socrates...
No, didn't they say like it was like
Napoleon? We forgot about the whole Napoleon
side quest with Deacon.
Yeah, that's the first place they went. Yeah.
That is the first place they went.
That's
they didn't
hilarious.
Go to
that's right.
Wild West first. They went and got Napoleon first.
I like how like okay, so somehow each one of these historical figures do find. So if they weren't so preoccupied with like their historical conquests. Something that they would like to do, like since Joan of Arc trained her army, she really took to aerobics or whatever.
Yeah, because it's training and jumping jacks or whatever.
Yeah, and,
leading, I mean, yeah, leading an army.
Yeah,
and somehow, what did Napoleon? I mean,
he really liked water.
He became
slides.
A water slide.
Water loop.
So
Waterloo.
Much.
It was Waterloo.
Waterloo.
That's the joke.
Loser.
That's the
he
joke.
Kept budging and cheating.
Well, because he's French.
I gotta tell you that once when he gets kicked out of the bowling alley, I feel sorry for him in that scene because it's like, here's this fucking dude. He is this like general dude.
Dude, that's the time travel like, movie I'm still waiting
get up
for.
And, like,
when they actually go grab like some
and, like,
historical
try to walk
and drop
off with some
off.
Dignity.
And you got to do it as like a drama. It's like, well, what would this fucking guy do? Oh, I mean, I'm always of the opinion that like if you were to really go back in time and grab like some, you know, Napoleon. Bring him to today, guy'd die of shock like in 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
absolutely.
I don't think
either
the human mind can handle
cream.
That shit.
That's
all
so.
Monkeys, man.
Especially once you pull out your cell phone and go, what do you want to know? I can tell you anything.
Yeah.
Or they'd kill you immediately for being a witch.
Yeah, or having just streetlights, or traveling in cars at speeds.
I want to talk about that. That's like one of my favorite scenes of this whole movie is when Bill and Ted go to medieval times and when they do
not get, the restaurant.
Yeah,
the actual medieval times.
I was like, when did they go there?
I missed that part. And there's that dude when they get the they got the telephone box. He's like, it fell from the sky, heretics! It fell from the sky with light. They had horns. They had horns. Oh god, that's hilarious. Good scene.
Yeah.
A lot of the, I mean, so much of this movie is really quick scenes. I mean, they get a lot done in an hour and a half. They kind of get a lot done.
Well, you have the time travel montage at some point in the film.
You get a few 80s power rock.
You get a few montages.
Yeah, you do. You do. There's the mall montage.
The sweet mall.
Well, montage. I mean, even a few just times, just getting people.
That mall is the greatest mall.
That's good mall.
It had an ice skating rink. It had an aerobics class in the middle.
Yeah, California has good malls.
Apparently. And time to go to them before school.
Again. Yes, plenty of time.
These malls open at 5
No, they did, their speech wasn't until like 2:45 p.m.
Mm.
That's true. They were fucking around in the mall all day long. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. So the gist of it is that it's better to like kids learn more through experience, I guess, than they do through like the boring. They're gonna fail. They have to just learn book stuff.
Stupid. Book
I
stuff.
Suppose. Yeah.
Is so that, in the
well,
future,
it might not be a fucking. I don't think
virtual
there is
reality,
point
the Oculus. Yeah. Go back and experience what you know.
Because we also see we see speeches leading up to Bill and Ted's, and is there anything or are the filmmakers commenting on that? You know, I mean, we see like two jocks. We see
San Dimas football rules.
Yeah,
San Dimas football. San Dimas high school football rules.
We see some rather lackluster speeches in comparison.
Who the fuck would have to do that for a class? Like, that's ridiculous.
Let them eat fast food instead.
Yeah, oh my god. Instead of let them eat cake. Yeah.
Let them eat fast food.
I think she said let them eat fast food.
It's like the same thing.
You know, again, like when I saw this movie, like it totally worked on me as its target audience because I was in high school. Because
you're like, it's in California, like, right? Yeah, when you're watching Karate Kid and their lockers are outside, you're like, hey, I'm not there. Fucking crazy. No hallways.
The idea that the lockers assembly are outside that you'd ever go to or whatever was like the most boring fucking thing in the world. And like, you know, I mean, this is the daydream of like, the high school.
Elizabeth Shue and
and Tiffany Amber Thies.
Oh,
bringing that one back.
Bring it back.
She's not in this movie.
For a second there, I thought Joan of Arc was Winona Ryder.
I love when she gets picked up, man. When they pick her up, it's awesome. It. You know, she's praying to God, and then they like, you know, they fall down and he just hands out. Then I love when they're in jail and she's praying again. As soon as she's praying, they come in. She's like, "Mercy."
Yeah, well, that's what it's always interesting to watch these movies and watch like the actors who are doing those parts, all the historical characters, because it's like they don't have fuck all to do, right? I mean, they have their scene where they meet Bill and Ted, and for the rest of the time, it's like, you're getting paid just to show up and cram yourself into this fucking, you know, telephone box.
Wander
and
around.
And once in a while, like, wander out and do stuff. So they're like, you know, I mean, you can see, like, they're sitting there going, like, well, I mean, maybe I should look into... There was one point where Freud was having... I think they were all chewing the bubble gum. And he's, like, rubbing his jaw. And I'm like, did this fucking guy look up and find out that, like, Freud's got, like, had bad teeth or whatever? And, you know? But that's, like, what I was expecting. It was, like, they had nothing to do. So they're, like, I'm going to make this character, you know, something.
What? Holy shit. Well, did you see what he... When they're talking to the girls...
The corn dog.
The corn dog. When
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the corn dog sticking up and then it starts to shriek when he... I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not notice that.
Yeah, dude.
What? He comes up and he's got the fucking...
Yeah. And then... Well,
I didn't notice
when they
that
all,
before. But
when they all meet Missy, when they all the guys start piling out and everybody's like... You know, like straightening their hair and like you know, looking all good.
When they go to rescue them all from jail, and Napoleon just starts scooting over on the front seat, like, oh.
Dude, genius.
Yeah. And Missy really liked their history teacher a lot.
Well, that's what's so funny about Missy. I love Missy in this whole like Bill and Ted universe.
The principal, because when she sidles up next to him, it's just that they didn't land the joke.
Well, no, that was in the principal. It was their teacher. Because when he's like, who do you have for history? Tell Mr. Ryan. Yeah. Then when she gets there,
like, have you been?
Then, long time no see.
Yeah.
Then, like I said, in Bogus Journey, she marries Ted's dad. She divorces Bill's dad, marries Ted's dad. And then, like, marries the bad guy at the end, just in a newspaper clip. They don't show it. It's like, so that's like just a joke that Missy, like,
is a whore.
Marries and divorces. Well, an opportunist.
I'm saying a whore. She's golden.
Yeah, for sure. But everybody loves her. Oh, my God, dude. The looks that people, like, give Missy, man. The looks with, like, when Bill and Ted get chased off by his dad. And he's like, why don't you two boys go to the movies?
Take a dinner break.
Fucking like, oh my God, dude.
Your dad's gonna get it. Oh, in your room.
The way he looks at his, he looks at them, then like looks back at her, then closes the door.
It was kind of creepy, because it is.
She's creepy. She's obviously fresh out of high school in a weird way, right? I mean,
well, she would be what? If within that year. If they're seniors that year.
21.
Yeah, she'd be like 21.
Yeah.
And I mean, so obviously, and she likes. I mean, she likes people that can provide her comfort. I think that's what like Missy is.
That's what we call it these days.
But she does have like a motherly approach.
She wants everybody to like, you know, she like yeah. like Bill. She, you know, she makes call me snacks. Mom. Like she wants snacks. To be this motherly.
Yeah.
Weird.
She wants to.
But that's funny. That's a really funny quirk to this movie that I think really, like, is one of those reasons that made this movie so different than, like, other movies. It's, like, just that weird quirk of, like, the whole Missy thing, the mob thing. It's hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Gee, that comedy gold.
Gold.
That movie's holding it golden.
It is.
Staying strong.
It for is. Sure. But I think the real, I mean, I'll nice. Say that for my wrap-up. Yeah, I'll
say that. All right. So, is that Bill and Ted? Or
are we just going to wrap up, I guess?
We got...
I think that was Bill and Ted a long time ago.
We talked a little bit about it. We did say Bill and Ted a few times.
Yeah.
There was a time travel last
Do we
time.
Ever see what they get on their... Do they get an A?
They do get an A+.
They get an A+.
Ted does not have to go to Alaska.
And they decide that maybe they should, like... Practice. That's what I like about Bill and Ted. You know, like you start off with the.
We're not done yet, because then Rufus does come back and he brings the medieval princess babes.
Yeah,
he brings. And then he gets them to start their band with the babes.
Well, but even before he shows up with the babes, because I mean that's kind of my point to the whole idea of like, okay, so in the beginning they're like, well, we need a video so we can get Van Halen to be our guitarist. So they're trying to look for easy ways to success, right? They're not trying to work towards anything, right?
Right.
Then by the end of the movie, they're like, man, maybe we should just practice. You know, maybe we should actually learn how to fucking play music, right?
Yeah.
So just that idea that, like, that you got to take the dreaming to the next step into doing and the whole, you know.
True.
Whatever. Instead of, like, you can't. Same way with when. They were trying to, like, study, and, you know, Ted, they're kind of joking around with, like, bullshit about, like, who the historical figures
Joan
are.
Joan of Arc? Noah's wife?
Noah's wife? And, like, Bill's got to remind... It's funny that, like, Bill's kind of the smart guy.
Yeah, you know,
it's
Bill's funny. The smarter of
them. Yeah.
They also just ask the people in the Circle K parking lot.
You know when the Mongols invaded China?
Dude, when they said, like, you want to check out this other place? Like, yeah, they want to score
your clientele.
They want other people to do the work for them. Then, like, through time traveling is where they learn to actually, like, be, like, proactive and like
that's where you learn everything.
Searching at well, searching out the actual, you know,
bag them.
That's hilarious.
And obviously, in order to get planets aligned, you do not get a bass player for your band.
Though, well, that's three guitar players. Not till Bogus Journey.
Oh shit!
All right, spoilers.
Spoilers. It has been fucking like 30 years or something. What's it been? Like 92 or 93, right? Or
it's no excuse.
Not 30 years.
Let's go 92.
No, yeah, I'm going 92.
23 years, maybe?
It's been a few.
Yeah.
22.
Not 30 yet, though.
We'd also be remiss if we didn't mention the longest, I think, role that I've ever seen any stuntman, Al Leong, in a movie. He was Genghis Khan.
Was he?
Yeah. Really? Fucker was in I Come
from Die Hard?
Yeah, Die Hard. He's a lethal weapon. He's the, Die Hard, he's the guy who steals the chocolate bar.
He's like waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Lethal Weapon, he's the guy that he's Kendo or whatever. He's forgotten dude, more he's, about torture than
if there was an Asian man with a submachine gun.
Yeah, he jumps out in the, Yeah, he's like in all those fucking movies. All those movies.
I didn't think that was him. Crazy.
That was L.A. Young. Pretty sure. Amazing. Now I'm going to eat my words if it wasn't, but I'm pretty fucking sure.
You better look it up, man, because I don't know.
All right, doing it.
I didn't think that guy was a martial artist. Because all he ever has is a little gun. He never does anything martial artist. All he does is shoot a machine gun.
He's Asian.
Whoa.
Taking things across that line again.
Even though I 100% agree with you.
they probably all know a
foo of some sort.
I wish I could say that was the first time somebody has yelled, he's Asian, on the podcast.
They don't have to be foos. They can be like Asian stuntmen.
As long as you don't call them Orientals. Orientals is what's actually racist.
Legendary stuntman, Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, Bill and Ted's excellent.
Cool. I'm just saying, why didn't he do some fucking kicks in his other movies? Was he in Passenger 57?
The role did not require kicks in his other movies.
Filmography.
Just shooting a gun.
Just shooting.
The last thing he did was The Scorpion King, son of a bitch. He was in Escape from L.A., Beverly Hills Cop 3, The Shadow, Double Dragon, Hot Shots, Last Action Hero, Rapid Fire, The Perfect Weapon, Showdown, A Little Tokyo, Death Warrant, I Come in Peace, Bindle, Tuds, Excellent Adventure, Black Rain, Savage Action, Jackson, Die Hard, keeps on going. Big Trouble in Little China. Yep.
Getting the whole list.
There's a lot of films.
He's a goddamn fucking institution. There's websites devoted to this man.
He's
like background that makes your movie more realistic.
Yep. Yeah. Hire Al Leon. There you go. Now you will.
The man.
Yep.
I'm done my piece.
Is he still out there?
He can sleep well.
Can we still get him?
His last movie was whatever the hell, 2000.
So maybe it's cheaper to hire him now.
Yeah. Al.
He's got a little gray.
Al, if you're listening, contact somebody over here.
At facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show.
Bam.
Man, work it
possibly out. Get you some work back up in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is that the Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
I think so.
Bill and Ted?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
I think that's about all you can say.
All right. So that means it's time for wrap-ups, the wrap-up segment, because nobody wrote in about Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Wow.
So that means Jenny's in the seat tonight to go first.
The very first. Bam. What'd you think of the whole movie?
I fell out.
Oh, she's... That was like literally playing possum. Like fell on the floor and like almost went half dead. Very funny. Very funny. Wait.
Is that
a
pass?
I think she somehow put X's on her eyes. Very funny.
It was most excellent.
That's all you have to say. That's
it.
That's short and sweet. Sometimes people go on and on and on. So hey, that's.
He looks at me.
No. I wasn't looking at you.
I listened.
I wasn't. I'm just saying.
This is the first time I've seen this movie in I don't even know how long. Long time. But I think it holds up still. It's still funny. It still's got jokes that make you laugh. It's not like some older comedies that are just. All right, yeah, I can see why this was funny in 87, I guess. But it doesn't hold up anymore. So I think it's still worth a good watch. Especially if you can, if you like surfer lingo, can handle it. Or, pseudo stoners, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But yeah, check it out. If you haven't, or check it out again if it's been a while.
I love Bill and Ted. I mean, because they're like these I've always loved these underdog characters that, in a weird way, make you feel good about being you, right? These guys are dumber than you. They're going to have to suffer the same stupid jobs as you. These are, in a weird way, realistic characters. In a weird way.
They save the world.
They're the potential, right? That's what they symbolize what human potential could be or where it could come from, if you can check out like shit like Red Dwarf has the same idea where, after all these millions of years of, future space travel, the one human left alive is a fucking like slob. And, just that idea that like You don't need to be special necessarily to change the world. You know, it's not about being smart or not. It's just about being kind of in the right place at the right time and being the one to do it. Is all it is. You know, it's the guy that's willing to, you know, just take whatever. And, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything for fucking people that haven't seen movies that are 25 fucking years old. But the reason I like Bill and Ted is, well, it's even though it's in Bogus Journey.
For fuck's sake.
I know, right? Well, because I got it. We're probably never going to watch fucking Bogus Journey. I'm just, that's why
it's
like.
You made it home, though.
Well,
man.
But that's why I'm just.
Never say never.
I know, but. Never say, you know,
especially this year.
I just got to say my piece about Bill. If we're talking, this is 2015. We're talking about time travel. I got to say this is why Bill and Ted's my favorite time travel thing in the world is because it's the only time travel series or movie where by the end of the second one, they, you know, the whole point is like we traveled through time, you know, forwards and backwards. We've traveled, you know, life and death. And what we know is like the best, you know, best place to be is here. And the best time is now. You know, that's like the biggest like lesson of Bill and Ted is the whole like here and now, you know, focus on the here and now. It's not about the future or the
It's not about the future.
God gave rock and roll to me.
But no, I think you're right, because I think that Back to the Future has here's my wrap up for Back to the Future. In the middle of Travis's wrap up. But the idea that that like your future isn't written. Like
that's fucking Terminator, dude.
It is fucking Bill and Ted.
It's back
right here and right now is all I'm saying. San Dimas, California, right?
San Dimas High School football rules.
And I also like how San Dimas is like the Gotham of Bill and Ted. Like you really feel like do people in San Dimas love fucking water parks? Like, you know, is there an awesome water park in San Dimas?
I think we have that here.
Makes me want to go to San Dimas. I want to check it out.
I think it's a fake place. Isn't it?
I don't know. Check it out.
I'd go to the water loop.
I want to find out if it is a fake place. That'd be hilarious if it is. Why would you make up a fake place in California for a movie?
Santa Carla, Lost Boys, fake place.
Hill Valley, fake place.
Oh, shit.
Well, I just thought,
the whole
fucking
place is fake.
California is a
fucking
fake
movies
state.
Are fake.
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit. Goddamn movies are bullshit.
San Dimas is, according to Google, which could be giving me shit, a city in California.
Oh.
But does it have the water?
Now we just wasted fucking 30 seconds. So, goddamn Colin always questioning my shit. So, always.
That is some deep-seated freak
that
show.
That guy's always like, that's not true. I'm like, the fuck, motherfucker? I just said I like how the movie makes San Dimas seem like a real place.
I want to go to Santa Carla. It's Santa Clara, for real.
Oh, shit.
There's no Santa Carla.
Bam. All the damn vampires.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I fucking love this movie. Check out this movie. Check out Bogus Journey. Check out Bill and Ted's Triumphant Return in comic book form, which is just on issue 2 as of now. That's where they travel to the future to find inspiration for what their second song is going to be. They knew what their first song. They found their first song. Now they got to figure out, like, well, our music is supposed to change the future. Let's go to the future to find out what our music is. Yeah, dude. I was like, that's not a bad idea for a Bill and Ted. Have yet to find out what the adventures though, so check it out, folks.
I mean, I haven't seen this movie in a while. I don't know if that's a qualifier for some. I've never really been like a huge fan of Bill and Ted. All right, so I'm laying that out there right now. I don't think the movie is like all that awesome. I like.
You were just
gonna
say all that and leave it at that.
The movie's not all that. Yeah,
from 1992.
I don't think it works now, like even as well as it did then. I mean, I'm still going to give it a recommendation because I think that the characters exist in a level of pop culture that transcends the movie. I think it's one of those things where when you watch the movie, you're kind of disappointed. It's like, Oh, that's all there. Oh, okay. Yeah, I seem to remember it being better than that. I do remember, again, the second one being a better movie. I just kind of liked the whole idea.
It was darker.
Was it? That's maybe why.
Because they go to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
And death is a major character, and it's Bill Sadler, and he's awesome.
Oh, he is
and
awesome.
And he is, a, you know, he's the third wheel that I think helps that movie along. I mean...
It's also
Rufus
the,
isn't really a participant in this, you know.
Keep I mean, elaborating, please.
Yeah, Rufus. Well, I can't.
Oh,
and
I guess.
Kiss sings the fucking song.
It's 2015, and it's the only time we're talking about time travel. I just want to cover it while we're like on record.
Yeah,
this is not the only time we're going to talk about time travel.
But Bill and Ted time travel,
it'll come up again.
Oh shit!
It usually doesn't.
It will.
Yeah. It hasn't up to this point.
It
That's what I'm thinking.
Will Travis? It will.
Yeah, so
within this year,
I don't know.
Where's Rachel?
It's a slight movie. It's amusing. It's not really funny. It has like you know, it's not what like a comedy gold mine. It's not, dude.
I'm sorry. This has Bart Simpson humor in 1988.
But it's
got
not.
Guys saying rude shit was funny.
Bart Simpson,
dude,
has
medieval dick. You
I
killed Ted.
Too,
medieval
it's not
dick
like
weed.
A fucking laugh riot.
That is hilarious.
His laugh here. That's funny. His laugh here. I mean, a lot of the
Napoleon?
Jokes.
Yeah, he
don't
was a dick.
Like,
yeah, he was a dick. It was funny to have rude kids saying
funny
rude things.
If you're 15. If you're
well,
15,
you were 15.
Go fucking watch this movie. Well, I can't. I'm like recommending it now to whoever the fuck's listening. If you're 15, go watch it.
I'm recommending it to my 15-year-old self who gets his own phone booth.
Yeah. It's a pop culture classic. For that reason, you have to see it. Is it a good movie? Yeah, you can do worse. You can do better. So that's where I'm leaving Bill and Ted. And I just want to say, Travis's wrap-up is like 5 fucking minutes long. Go, Brent!
Oh, shit. That's because it was interrupted by you.
On my goddamn phone. Yours is always the longest wrap-up.
That's bullshit. Brent.
This is ongoing issues with the Freak Show. there are issues.
How much was crosstalk, asshole?
Well, probably
yeah, motherfucker.
At least 47 seconds.
The excellent two.
But so was mine.
No, Colin's just always fact-checking me when I'm right. That's what killed him. I'm right about what I'm saying. He's like, I don't think that's true. And then I'll go home and be like, that is true. God damn it, I let that motherfucker fact-check me on this
Party
show.
Party on, Travis.
Hey. We're not watching Wayne's World.
I was expecting, like, a comeback there.
We're not watching Wayne's World.
What is the
Party on. Dude. Yeah, it's not...
It's that was close.
Be excellent to each other.
Close party. Enough.
And party on, dudes.
We're moving on.
Do you want to fact check that one real quick? Floor.
No.
When dealing with time travel movies, one has to compare everything to Back to the Future, right? I mean, that's...
No, they don't. They don't actually have...
I would say Terminator.
but
each is a...
Okay, well, we'll have that conversation later because there's not enough time. Well, maybe there is.
There is. We're fucking plenty of time. Right?
Why? Okay, well, so Terminator, you think is the number one time travel movie, or why?
Yeah, you said Bill and Ted was his favorite time travel.
It is my, but Terminator to me, like, I mean, everything's Terminator nowadays. That's why everything has the time loop. Everything has the AB. It's got the action.
When did Terminator come out?
84. Yeah. Ooh.
But.
Zing. Well, you get the time machine. Like, did that
but one. Terminator has 60. The paradox that can't be fixed. You cannot fix that. Right?
Terminator 2.
Oh, Terminator 1 has it. Right? Kyle Reese goes back in time and has sex with Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
Who gives birth to John Connor.
Right.
Which sends Kyle Reese?
Is yeah,
that's
who sends?
Close time loop, dude. What are you talking about? Fucking paradoxes.
How is it close?
That is not close, Colin. You have a very confused idea of what, like, oh. That's natural.
that cannot
of course.
happen.
They're talking myself. When time it actually can. Totally if you actually fly to a black hole, that can happen. That's the only
or
way.
Or
but that's
machine,
well, that's the
I
unknown,
right?
I mean, like, you can
well,
say,
that is
like,
known.
Ryan's
the closer you go to a
over,
black hole,
time
slows. So if you fly close to a black hole, then fly out, you will time travel.
I've seen Interstellar.
Well, I didn't need to see Interstellar. That's just fucking physics, y'all.
Oh, la ti da.
I don't know anything about physics.
Mr. Space
physics
time
is like science
position.
With extra math thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Wait until next week.
What?
What? What? What? What do you say?
Ah.
That was like another one of those adult surprises.
Fucking adult surprises, goddammit.
Created against Back to the Future.
Blah.
I'm bringing us back in time. To where
back in
off.
Time.
I just jumped. We
gotta
jumped
go back
the whole conversation
in time.
Back to a moment. Like
we did
minutes
it.
Ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, I guess, is kind of the idea, right? Of time travel. Wait,
that's the idea of time travel in general. Is it is
then how does,
graded
how does
against
fucking
Back
Bill
to the Future.
And Ted stack up?
Well, okay, so I don't really think of Bill and Ted as a time travel movie. I know they're traveling through time, but until the end, then it becomes interesting. Because the interest, like you said, the interesting part of a time travel film is the idea that you are either your butterfly affecting your present.
You're manipulating.
You're manipulating.
The time.
That's a better word.
Butterflying affecting.
You're butterfly affecting it. But, or you're
just
dealing.
Time Jimmy. Time Jimmy.
Don't time Jimmy it.
Copyright Saturday Night Freak Show.
Time Jimmy.
Time Jimmy. Well, the idea, I mean, I think a lot of it is like your actions have, what's the word I'm looking for?
Consequences.
Thank you. So, like, when you, as your actions have consequences, that's like, as you travel through time, you're affecting what is going to be. Like, when you're traveling through the past, the future is a different story. But, like, this movie, we're dealing only in the past. Because, dude, it's not a future report, right?
Yeah.
I think they say that at some point, but
yeah,
it's...
Great.
It's
that was great.
But like Time Bandits, a lot of the film is just like, hey, this is medieval times, or hey, this is, you know, Socrates' time, hey, this is the Wild West, but not affecting anything because they're not going back to the present at all. And even when they do kind of go back to the present, everything's still the same, so they're not really affecting anything. But at the point when they start dealing with, like, and it's interesting in the beginning, too, where they see each other, and then you get that back and forth later on where they're at the Circle K, and they're like, hey, remember to wind your watch. All that stuff is great, right? Because you're dealing with characters that are manipulating time. And that's what I like about time travel movies. And I think that it takes this movie a while to wind up to it. But once it does...
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
It was weak. I'm sorry. But when they do, then, I mean, I think that the whole key bit, I could probably have another two-hour conversation just about the idea that you can think that you're going to leave keys here in the future.
Oh.
And they will be there
I
now.
Love that idea.
Like that
it's
idea.
Genius,
yeah.
Is what it is. It's the most. That's what I'm saying. That's why this movie's so fucking important. It like created one of the like newest time. Unless that's in a movie or a book somewhere. I'm pretty sure this created it.
It created it. Unless it was written earlier. I don't
you
know.
You bailed on that so fast.
Well, because who's to say? I don't fucking know.
You haven't read everything.
There could have been some fucking hoo ha. I mean, sci-fi was like, it's the biggest.
Probably.
In, like, early 70s
at some point,
or yeah, who knows, but it's still genius.
Yeah, it is genius. We don't know, and we don't know what would happen in that situation. I still don't agree that it, I think that it violates the laws that are set in place earlier in the film,
maybe, but
that's okay because it's like
we're familiar how movies do that.
It's yeah, it's because it's so good. I haven't really seen it done like that since. And the trash can is good. All that stuff is golden.
I mean, because really it is just the one line where the guy says, it is time. I mean, they just need a reason for Rufus to have to go. That's why I'm like, he's got to be at the Dimension Hopper.
It's
time.
Yeah.
That's the only one line. Like,
time
so,
is the fourth.
So dimension. I almost think that there is only...
Well, and the fact that...
It's almost like they time copped it, where like they were filming this movie up to a point and had somebody say a line, and then they're like, it doesn't matter. Who gives a fuck? They're not going to think about it.
But the fact that Bill and Ted are talking about... Maybe it's just because they're airheads or whatever we're calling them, but the fact that they say when they're back in the present getting ready for the school history report and they say, we don't have time to go back in time. It's like that sentence doesn't work. That shouldn't work. You always have time. If you have a time machine, you have all the time in the world.
You can just hop a half hour back.
You get to keep it?
Well, but I don't see.
I hope so.
Hold on a second. I gotta. Why does that manipulate it? Because we know that. Okay. Shit.
We're running out of
time. I know, right? If we.
out of time. And we don't have a phone.
We don't. No, that Travis, I'll edit this if you want to figure this out.
Yeah, because it's like, man, it fucking works to me. Because, okay, so, damn it.
Are we going to need documents? We got to post this on Facebook. Here's like the fucking drawn out.
Yeah, it's going to be the drawn out time, because there are.
We got to make sure you draw it out so on the idea,
the idea so is legit.
Yeah.
So San Dimas time is constantly running. And every time they leave into the past, that San Dimas time is constantly running. Well, it still does work because, yeah, like you said, they wait till after. They're not on the clock anymore. They're not, like, rushing for anything by the time they have to lay the keys out and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
They're waiting for after their exam or their report. So they don't have a clock run down. They can just leisurely. But
they would still have to do it at a certain amount of time in order for those things just, to be there.
But they
before the history.
But they just know that they have to, because this is like the most genius conversation between Bill and Ted. But they're like, well, how do we break him out of the prison? Well, what if we had your dad's keys? He lost his keys 2 days ago. Let's go back 2 days before he lost his keys and take them then. I mean, it's genius.
Yeah. I did take my dad's keys.
I did take my dad's keys. That's so fucking awesome. But they're not on that time. That's why it's like, I think it still works. The time game totally works.
I think
as
that
time. As long as you will win out.
As long as it'll make the movie end the way you want it to,
right.
It will work.
It's just being silly in that point, right? I mean, I don't think they're really concerned about whether all this shit checks out. James Cameron's got more of a, like, all right, he actually, like, thought about, like,
it's pronounced Robert Zemeckis.
I don't think they had, you know, Stephen Hawking on the set of Bill and Ted.
Right, exactly.
Shit into a calculator.
If they went closer to a black hole, then they can achieve time travel.
But that's kind of what the genius of Bill and Ted is.
Righteous.
Is it genius? I don't know. The fact that because they were just trying to have fun, that's why they are able to think of this, like, if I just think about it, dude, it'll be there. Because
they are not
serious time travel, dude. That wouldn't have occurred. Because
that's what makes these guys the masters. That's why they will change the future. These guys are thinking on levels that normal people don't think on. They thought of, like, well, let's just think of the keys being there, and they're fucking there. It's like almost metaphysical, man.
Is it though? Because when I was like 8 years old, I got that. Like,
it's still genius. Yeah,
that's
it is. It's still metaphysical. I still like the idea. It's still a genius idea.
It is a genius idea, but it's also very adolescent.
Yes.
Like, and it's simple.
It's both, right? It's one of those things where you sit there and you're like, okay, this is like the easiest way to solve this problem is just to do this. Just, it's like, and it'll just be there.
We'll just go back later.
Yeah, but that's where I have a problem with it because, aww, like, even when I saw this originally, I remember sitting there, and again, this is probably just me and the way my mind works, but I'm like, these fucking guys aren't going to remember this later. I mean, obviously they do because the movie happens, but it's like their character doesn't say that they can hold a fucking thought in their head long enough.
Only
to remember,
not
like,
boring
all the
school
fucking shit that they have to go back and do.
Yeah,
you guys are making them too stupid. They're not that stupid. I mean, they're a little stupid, but not, I mean, they talk stupid. That's about it. They don't do stupid stuff, do they?
They said that Julius Caesar was the salad dressing guy.
Because they're not interested. They know all the shit about the rock bands.
They don't know how to play guitars.
But they're the reason, like, okay, modern day Trivial Pursuit now has to be pop culture and not anything historical, because Bill and Ted people are real. These are real fucking people.
I think that movie was trying to make it so that they weren't real people.
These guys were on it. These guys were on it. They knew what the future was. The Bill and Ted future.
I believe that there are websites that you can contribute to that basically, like, I think if you pay an amount of money, it's basically saying if there's ever time travel, you can come back and get me at some point, which is the idea of the keys, right? So, like, in the present today, you're like, hey.
Wait, whoa. I've never heard of these websites.
I can give them, like, $50 and they'll
Brent,
come back.
How much have you given these websites?
I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Did you hear about that guy that was, like, blogging for a few years? He was some dude from the future. And, like, a lot of people were following him. What was his name?
I don't know, but...
It was pretty... You revealed the last name. Uh-oh.
What was that, safety not guaranteed? The guy who's
I didn't see it.
Go into the future and I need somebody. takes out a classified ad to recruit somebody to go with him on this time adventure. And it's a woman reporter is like...
Safety not guaranteed.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Was it good?
Yes.
I can't tell you.
But was it a good time travel movie? Or was time travel like not a part of the movie?
I can't answer that without completely spoiling it.
Time travel wasn't part of the movie.
Why would you start being sensitive now?
Apparently this movie is not 20.
We're talking about the Bill and Ted universe. The Bill and Ted universe.
Safety Not Guaranteed has been out for at least 3 years. Why haven't you seen it?
Well, I actually rented it.
You're talking spoilers, right? Was that what you
put it in? She was talking about Bogus Journey being spoiled, but it's like, come on. 25 fucking years.
Three fucking years. Still plenty of time.
But it's not Bill and Ted. It's got the girl from Parks and Recreation.
Which one?
The big-eyed, doughy-eyed...
The good-looking one, Audrey Plaza?
Nerdy one.
Yeah.
Okay, I do want to
see. And the guy from...
Right, she's kind of cute. The real, like, Dario girl, the
leak?
Right?
Is it The Leak? No. No, the guy from Office Space, right?
Yeah. The main guy?
We really can't. I think so, but we can't back that up.
I don't know.
It might be. Anyhow, right, so
Brent has the fucking longest wrap up ever. Jesus Christ!
He keeps getting interrupted.
I'm zipping it. Zip.
Bill and Ted is watch it.
He goes from the longest to the shortest, ladies and gentlemen.
That's What next tweet, Colin?
Now you've got me all, like, fired up on the time travel thing. Right? So I'm going to fucking, go in there and go, I'm going to do a real time travel movie that talks about fucking time travel. We're going to do Primer. I think it's Primer. Well, I mean, it looks like Primer to me.
Primer.
But I think it's Primer. We'll have that mystery solved by the time we go on the air next week. But two guys who fucking discover time travel in their goddamn garage. But it's about the math of time travel in a way that, like, will blow your goddamn mind. Is it fun to watch on in my garage or in my basement? I don't know.
We can't watch that on a garage.
I know. It seems like that one needs.
We can't have people like joking at it, the screen. It's like if we gotta know, like
you'll know either be asleep or you'll be like riveted.
Well, that sounds great.
We're gonna find out. Yeah.
Completely confused.
Is this a fun movie or just a convoluted movie?
Yeah. Is he right?
Oh no, I think
it's not a great movie.
I think
it's
checks out, but it's gonna require documents. So we invite you to check out the 5-hour podcast. The movie Primer.
As long as we can actually do it.
Next week on the Saturday Night Freak Show. Yeah, I posted on our Facebook page. Did I mention where that's at? It's facebook.com/Saturday Night Freak Show. And until next week, the basement is going dark.